Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:21 and it is Friday. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, look, it finally happened today. After all the hype, Facebook stock made its debut. The final IPO price set yesterday at $38. At the end of today, they closed at $38.23. So should that be taken now as an omen? And what is likely ahead for Facebook and its stock? To discuss that, I'm joined by Z.S. Caravalla, the founder and principal analyst at ZK Research, providing tactical advice on the current business climate, along with long-term strategic advice to clients. He's directly plugged into both the worlds of IT and finance. Z.S., thank you very much for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
So for all the excitement and media attention, it looks like the public was just not buying it, figuratively or literally. How about you? Do you have any plans on buying Facebook stock yourself?
No, not right now. I think the thing with Facebook, a lot of the hysteria and mania, I guess if you want to call it that, was driven by the general public Facebook users. And when you look at the demographics of the amount of money that group invests versus, you know, some of the larger funds and mutual funds and hedge funds in our country, it's a pretty small percentage, right? So it's really the large funds that make a stock go or not. And when you look at the demographic of the typical fund manager, right, somebody who's running a multi-billion-dollar tech fund or something, they're not really Facebook users, and I know a lot of them don't really get it, and I think they're willing to take a wait-and-see approach. And I think it's a prudent strategy, too, when you look at the recent IPOs of Zynga and Groupon and the like that really haven't panned out over a long period of time. So I think caution here is well deserved.
Well, this idea that some had that Facebook would double in price, is there a likelihood, do you think, that we might see that happening maybe a little more gradually through the summer potentially?
Oh, sure. There's no question there's potential. I mean, anytime you have a subscriber base of 900 million people, that's pretty staggering. But I think, there are some big questions, right? If you look at their filing, the amount of revenue that comes from mobile is very, very small. I think it's less than 2%. We are clearly moving into the post-PC era. So if more and more of Facebook users wind up using mobile and Facebook can't monetize that, you know, that clearly signals a problem. I think also, the majority of the revenue is driven by ad revenue, and that other than Google, companies that have tried to survive solely off ad revenues have struggled. So, you know, what this is going to come down to is if they perform well over the next few quarters, you'll see money flow into it. And if they don't, then you won't. And so I think right now it's in CEO Zuckerberg and his team's hands to make the stock go or not. It got a decent start. I mean, you know, it didn't fall on the opening, and I think it was priced higher than most people thought it would be. So you could look at that as a win for Facebook. But, you know, from here, it's going to take good performance over the next few quarters to get the stock to go.
Well, you know, according to a recent poll by the Associated Press and CNBC, 57% of Facebook users said they never click on the site's ads or Facebook-sponsored content. Another quarter said they rarely do. What can Facebook do about it, and how big of a problem is this for the company?
Well, Facebook's got good targeted advertising. And again, when you look at a subscriber base of 900 million, even if three-quarters of the people say they don't click on Facebook ads, that still leaves you somewhere in, you know, roughly 225 million people that do, right? So look at it for what that is. That's if you could offer an advertiser 200-plus million people that click on ads, that's a pretty good base. Now, Facebook's very smart, and they understand how to target advertising, and I'm sure they're going to continue to do that. But I do think that some sort of other revenue stream would be nice to see other than ad revenue. And if they're going to stick solely with that, then, you know, they do need to find a way to get that number up.
I mean, isn't the reason that they have so many users is the fact that it is free? I mean, once they change that structure in any way, couldn't that dramatically change the popularity of the site?
Yeah, I don't think they can charge the users. I think Facebook has been cool because it's free. And, you know, people can use it. There are other options out there. You know, Google Plus is waiting for their opportunity to jump all over. And I saw a recent poll as well where half of Americans felt like Facebook was a fad. And I will say it is earmarked, right? It does smell like a fad and look like a fad. It was targeted a very narrow group of people, i.e. the educational sector. It exploded from there in a very quick period of time. And, you know, I guess over time we're going to see whether, you know, Facebook winds up being Apple, which you could look at iPod as being a fad for a while, or if it's going to be Rubik's Cube, which, you know, died a very quick death. So.
Well, give me your idea of how it could go down. I mean, you're looking at something that it looks like it's reached critical mass. It's the entire world is now connected through Facebook. It would certainly take a mighty wind to blow users to another social media network, maybe even a tsunami. What kind of change can you envision that would actually take Facebook down?
Well, we have to remember, consumers are very finicky, right? And we saw what happened with Netflix, where they just made one change in pricing, and people fled, you know, Netflix like it was the Titanic. So I think if Facebook were to do something that, you know, were to charge users maybe, and they would lose a decent chunk of the population. And, I mean, the Google Plus isn't a bad alternative. It's not nearly the popularity of Facebook. But I think you have to be very careful with dealing with consumers. And if you try the wrong thing and it irks consumers the wrong way, then, of course, they will go find an alternative, and there are alternatives out there. Now, given that, 900 million users, obviously, very, very strong base, and it would take something, you know, some catastrophic error, I think, to have them lose the base. The bigger concern for investors, though, quite frankly, is at 900 million users, right, that is a decent chunk of the world's population, where's the growth? You know, what's the total addressable market for Facebook? Can it grow to 2 billion, right? That mm-hmm. that would be, you know, I think that number is in question. So, you know, is 900 million really the maximum number of Facebook users we're going to see, or, you know, or will they continue to be able to add people at the rate they have been? And that's, I know that is one question for users, is although it does have a big base, can they continue the growth?
Sure. Now, CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg does remain firmly in control. Do you think that going public will have any kind of dramatic or even negative effect on the way Facebook is run?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say negative. I do know, though, that running a public company is significantly different than running a private company, right? When you run a private company, you work for the employees, you work for your consumer base. When you run a public company, you do deal, you are really working with the shareholders. I know, you know, Zuckerberg has come across, you know, by many as a little arrogant, and that doesn't often sit well with fund managers, especially with his relatively young age, dealing with analysts and portfolio managers that are, you know, half his age. If he comes across as smug and not willing to take advice, I mean, you could see, money leave the stock because of that as well. So, I do think he'd be well advised to surround himself with a group of people that were very, very, you know, savvy. If he's going to be doing the earnings calls, have somebody on that call with him that can take a lot of the really difficult questions and answer them. And
never hurts to have an advisor. Just 30 seconds left, really, but I do want to ask you this billion-dollar purchase of Instagram by Facebook. Did that make sense to you?
Well, considering it did. And, you know, I certainly think that that's going to add really good functionality to Facebook. And I've always felt like if an acquisition's a good acquisition, years from now, we won't really be talking about the purchase price. And if it's a bad acquisition, we still won't be talking about the purchase price. We'll just look at it as a failed acquisition. So I don't think you can pay too much when it's a good acquisition. And frankly, I don't think you can pay too little when it's a bad acquisition. So I'm not too worried about that. They certainly have the capital to work with.
Excellent. Zias Caravella, he's the founder and principal analyst at ZK Research. Zias, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks.